Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. You are watching VFN Radio on VFN TV, Christian Television Network, across the nation and listening to us across the world. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
If you missed our earlier programs, remember we have four programs back to back. You can catch them at VFNTV.com. A big question we just answered in our previous program, and you can catch it, is do we have the right to do with our money, what, according to God, whatever we want to do? And the question is pretty much, would you say it's, I mean, Jesus kind of made it clear, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty clear.
Yeah, God's into willingness. Mm-hmm. He's not into coercion, manipulation, unionizing, you know, all those different things. I mean, how many times did they try to, you know, anyway, so.
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying unions are wrong. I'm just saying using unions to force behaviors, as a Christian now, force behavior on your employer, and your employer, by the way, can be the public. You could be a publicly traded company, which means your neighbors actually own that company. Mm-hmm. They bought that company. They paid money for that company, that stock. And so forcing those behaviors in the context of that. And God also will deal with the individual who's wrongly doing things in that way. But God is the one that handles that type of thing. So you got to catch that. It was pretty interesting what Jesus said. He spoke to me this morning about that, and I shared it in the earlier program. We're going to be talking about in this program about ambassadors. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about ambassadors. I think about right now, because you look at, we had the Libyan ambassador killed, Chris
Stevens.
Stevens killed. We have. Ambassadors, no ambassadors in North Korea. So we have Dennis Rodman showing up, you know.
Right.
And if his plane was to go down in the ocean, he'd probably sink because of all the holes. And so I'm just saying, there's a lot of holes. And you look at, and when I think about ambassadors, I think about Iran. Nightline is a program that's still on today. It's a program that comes on ABC in America. And this particular program started because of an embassy. It started because of an embassy and an ambassadorship in Iran. And it started in November the 4th, 1979. And for 444 days, they held Americans hostage. This is when Iran tilted the way it's tilted. Held hostage at the embassy, at the American embassy. Mm-hmm. And today we do not have an ambassador there. We do not have, to my knowledge, an embassy there. And this is why. Okay. We actually flew a helicopter in and landed on top of it the same way we did in other countries as well. And that we left. Countries that we just didn't handle things right. Not a whole bunch of them, but there was, I can name three off the top of my head. One was in the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, you know, what is an ambassador? What does an ambassador do? This is important because Jesus says that we are an ambassador. And an ambassador, when you think about an ambassador, when America sends out an ambassador, for an example, or any other country, but we'll just use America as an example because we've got to pick one country. When they go to China, the ambassador to China, we'll say the ambassador to Japan. This is Kennedy. She just got chosen for the ambassador to Caroline Kennedy, I believe her name is.
Okay.
And President Kennedy's daughter. And Caroline. That song, Sweet Caroline, that was about her, by the way.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was about her. And so she goes to China. I mean, she goes to Japan. And so they go to a country that's not their own. That's not abnormal. That's what ambassadors do. Ambassadors go to a country that is not their own. They are in a foreign land. That's what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to be in a foreign land. Yet they bring with them their own nation's culture, their own nation's authority, the message of the leader of that particular nation. They represent in a foreign land to a foreign people that nation and that leader, their leader. They build relationships with those in the foreign land so that their leader can fulfill his purposes. And it makes it easier for them to be able to fulfill the purposes because they've already got somebody building relationships there, finding out how they operate in their particular land without becoming them. We mm-hmm. stay who we are in the context when we send out our ambassadors. That is the objective. And they keep open relationships with the nation that they're being in, always representing everywhere they go inside that nation, this foreign nation, they represent their own nation. So when they show up, they know when Catherine Kennedy shows up, Caroline Kennedy shows up in Japan, they're going to know she represents America. When President Barack Obama just went to South Africa, it was the South African ambassador mm-hmm. that arranged everything because he was an ambassador on behalf of America, on behalf of President Barack Obama, to make sure that he had relationships built inside of South Africa so that he would know that the person who's going to do the interpretation would know that he's actually a safe person there. He didn't do a good job. That's a side point.
Oh, yeah.
That's a side point. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our president and keeping him from being harmed or any other leader. For those that don't know it, a day before, reports are that they hired somebody to do the signing, sign language, who stood right by all of our leaders, including our president, and he was not right.
Mm-mm.
He was within feet of our president, and mm-hmm. God protected our president. Maybe that is the angel he saw. I was like, don't you touch him.
Maybe.
But he said he was bipolar, manic depressant, mm-hmm. medicated, and he was delusional.
Right.
And that's what he said.
Right. And he didn't know sign language.
And he made us.
He was doing all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, right. It's like everything was the same sign language.
It was like baseball signals.
Right. And so the ambassador, you see, the ambassador was supposed to have relationships inside of South Africa that he had people that he could trust. So when the president in our nation shows up, we had our presidents were there, past presidents, current president. We had our leaders there. We had our ones that we chose to lead us that was there. And so we're counting on the ambassador to have the right relationships to know who's going to be the ones. And without having an ambassador somewhere, it's a very dangerous place for a president or somebody to show up because there is no relationships. You don't know what's going to happen mm-hmm. in the context of that. And so when you see, wow, an ambassador is really important. And so when you see an ambassador, for example, of America in Japan, it's not abnormal for them to go, even though we're at this banquet, even though we're at this dinner, even though we're at this event, even though we're at this celebration, at this function, we know that Caroline Kennedy is representing America. That's not wrong. It's not weird. It's not strange. It's what everybody expects. That's what everybody expects. And when they are seen, everybody goes, you know, if you want to find out what's happening in America, what their leader's thinking, go to that ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're an ambassador of our president. They're ambassador of our nation. So they're the ones, they're not their own. They've been sent.
Right.
And ambassadors get replaced. As a matter of fact, I believe that President Kennedy's dad got replaced. Because he was an ambassador possibly to Japan. Maybe that was the redemption factor that her grandfather was pulled out of Japan.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Look at that. Well, something on the news.
Interesting.
And so he, in the context of that they remove you because you're not representing yourself. You're representing the president. You're representing the nation that you're a part of. If not, you're a spy if you integrate there and that kind of thing. And they expect the ambassador of another nation to do this. They expect it. And if the leader, the representative, the leader or representative or citizen wants, in that nation, wants to know something about the nation that they're an ambassador for, about the people, about the culture, guess where they're going to go? They're going to go to the ambassador.
All right.
They're going to go to the ambassador. And when somebody wants to come to America, for example, they're going to have to first go through the ambassador. And the ambassador has a function around them called an embassy. And they will assimilate this visitor or this potential citizen, and they'll begin to teach them the expectations. Before your plane lands in America, you have to get your visa stamped, and this is what we do here, and this is the pathway to citizenship, and all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
That comes through an ambassador. And that's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
That is totally normal. But when you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15 through 21, this is what we're told in the scriptures. He says, in verse 17, he says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, then they're a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Everything's passed away. All this is from God, who reconciles to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So he's giving us a ministry, a function, a service to bring people from outside the nation of God to inside the nation of God, outside the kingdom of God, into the kingdom. That's reconciliation. We're not reconciling people to ourselves.
Right.
God's not winning you friends, and we're not going to go there. He's bringing people back to himself. So he says he's given us the ministry of reconciliation, that God is reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. And then he says this, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Think about that. We're ambassadors of God.
Yeah, right.
This is not your country. This is not your vision. This is God's vision. This is not your kingdom. This is God's kingdom. And he said, listen, I'm going to choose you to be an ambassador. I'm going to give you the ministry of reconciliation. I want people to want to come into my country. Tell them how awesome I am as a king. Tell them how forgiving and how loving I am. Tell them they can become a citizen of the kingdom of God, and I'll forgive their sins. I'll bless them. I'll defend them. You think the Roman government was something? I'm going to defend them on every cause. I'm going to have goodness and mercy follow them all the days of their life. Let them know that I'll bless them and bless their generations to 1,000 generations. Tell them, you be my ambassador. You tell these folks, I'm going to send you out, and you make the appeal for me as an ambassador. You represent me. It's not strange for you to show up at a meeting and somebody says, he's a Christian. You're supposed to be a Christian. You are part of the kingdom of God. That's not abnormal. No more is it abnormal for Ambassador Caroline Kennedy to be the ambassador for America and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, whose kingdom are you in? Are you an ambassador for a dark kingdom while you're proclaiming that you actually are in the kingdom of God? Or are you an ambassador for God's kingdom? Are you ashamed to be an American? Okay. Are you ashamed to be in the kingdom of God? Are you scared when you show up at a place that people are going to say, every place I go, they're going to know that I'm a Christian and that I am an ambassador and that I'm trying to reconcile them to God? It's like, yeah, that's what we're called to do.
Right.
That's what we're called to do. And it's like, oh my goodness, now I can see the reason why they wanted the ambassador out of Iran, because they did not want the American culture to infiltrate inside of Iran. The reason why they wanted these ambassadorships out of these different places and these embassies out is because they didn't want our culture and who we stood for as a nation. And the reason why they want you out of your country, your business, Iran, why they have Pastor Saeed in prison today, is they don't want you as an ambassador to tell people that our kingdom, the kingdom of God, is greater than any kingdom of man. We're going to talk more about this after the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Here's a question for you. How can you convince people that you really do care about them? According to counselor Joe Dallas, it takes more than words.
You know, it was hard to argue with Mother Teresa some 10, 11 years ago when she spoke at a Washington, D.C. prayer breakfast and stood up in front of God, Congress, Bill Clinton, and everybody and said, no nation that calls itself a Christian nation can continue murdering the unborn. If you do not want your children, stop killing them, give them to me.
Think anybody argued? But why? What made Mother Teresa so impressive?
She proved herself to be a woman who cared about humanity, and her care translated into practical, verifiable good deeds.
Show others you care with your words and your good deeds. You'll hear more encouragement from Joe Dallas today on our 30-minute radio program on this station or at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
Do you know there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America? The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-out right attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors, I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners and viewers out there. Joining me is Pat. We're talking about ambassadors, and we're really, my goodness, my eyes, are your eyes opening up? I'm like, man, I could begin to see
a
little bit deeper. And so we're understanding that is the purpose of ambassadors. How important is it for America, for example, to not only have ambassadors, but to put structures around our ambassadors to assure they represent us well? It's called embassies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So in the embassy, they have a place to keep them safe and secure, and that they can represent who we are. So ambassadors typically have embassies, and these embassies are there to be able to keep them safe, but also to maintain the culture of the nation. So everything, if you go to the American embassy, for example, in Japan, it should be all American. They shouldn't serve Japanese food at that's the only menu they serve.
All right.
Although they probably do, but I'm just saying they would want to go there to get a hamburger. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably a hamburger or some beef. But the and so ambassadors typically have embassies around them, and the embassies are filled with the ambassadors, filled with different ambassadors who represent in so many different ways, a whole staff. But really, even though there's an official ambassador, everybody there is an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with all of that nation coming into that one small building there called the embassy. The whole goal is not to get everybody to come into that building. The whole goal is to be able to get people introduced to your nation.
Mm-hmm.
What nation are you representing? You actually represent a nation. So an American ambassador in an embassy with a whole staff would want to introduce them to the nation they represent, which is America. So you want to get them in America, not in your building. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to get folks in your building. You're trying to get folks into your kingdom. And so getting people into the kingdom of God, for example, you may never get them in some building somewhere. That's not important. That's an embassy. So wherever you meet, whether you gather at, whether it's a coffee shop, whether it's a stucco embassy, whether it is a sheetrock embassy, whether it's a house embassy, that's where you guys as ambassadors are meeting on behalf of the king. You're not the king, but your king's in his kingdom. But you're representing him and you're wanting to introduce and to reconcile men back to him and introduce his kingdom to them and share all the culture and all the benefits of being in the kingdom of God with them and invite them in, not to your building, into his kingdom. And whatever happens after that, they may want to become, you know, connected to your embassy as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about the VFN Dream Center.
Right.
The VFN Dream Center basically is just a gathering of ambassadors, and mm-hmm. it's an embassy trying to reconcile men to God through loving God, loving others, and leading others to the same. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're all called to do. That's not unique to the VFN Dream Center. That's what we're all called to do who profess to be Christ followers. And he says, just like ambassadors, we're sent as ambassadors into this world to tell people and represent and talk about God. You remember the attorney that we were trying to talk to him? He said he was a covert, quiet Christian for years.
Right.
I mean, he was not representing his country really well.
He was a secret agent.
He was a secret agent. And the day that he was going to let all of his fellow lawyers know that he was,
mm-hmm.
he was an American.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't say squat. All he did was put the word God on his arm. Remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
He put God. And
they're
it's so funny.
At me.
Well, you know what's so funny is,
yeah.
This is what's so funny, because when you put God on the outside, you find out if he's on the inside.
That's right.
When you put God on your arm, you put God in outside, you know, then you start screaming at you if you're not really, it's amazing what happens
mm-hmm.
there. All day long, they just think about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was thinking about, no, they're all staring at me. They're staring at me. It's like, you're an ambassador. They expect you to be a representation of the kingdom of God. Now make the appeal that they would be reconciled, and it just rocked his world. Once he stepped mm-hmm. outside of the whatever into the true ambassadorship, that I'm really not part of this. I'm here, but I'm not really here in the context of
mm-hmm.
that. I'm just a momentary visitor. I'm a man in a foreign land representing a king and his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it just changed his world. Now he's actually, you know, doing great things with his wife and
yeah.
family for the Lord. And maybe that's you. You know, maybe, you know, that you didn't realize, nobody told you. They just kind of kept you kind of hid out somewhere where nobody knows. You kind of sneak in from your house, then you sneak into some building somewhere, and nobody even knows what's going on over there. That gets really suspicious after a while. If you're in Iran, for example, or just say you're in America, and we see people that we don't know if they're a citizen, they're not a citizen or not, and they build a building, and we see people sneaking from their houses back and forth to this building, but we don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that gets kind of freaky after a while. It's like, is this okay? I mean, is something bad going to happen here? But if you actually understand this building, this place, our gathering represents a kingdom, and we want you to know, we want to introduce you to this king and his kingdom and tell you the benefits of being in the kingdom of God, then that makes sense. But if you're hiding out in someone else's country, which is in the world,
mm-hmm.
that looks kind of spooky, dude. It doesn't look right.
Right.
And this is what Jesus said. If you're ashamed of my country, if you're ashamed of me,
mm-hmm.
if you're ashamed to tell somebody, you know, in America, this is what President Obama would say, I'm sure. If you don't bring me up when you're in that meeting, when I told you, you go over there and you tell them, this is what I'm saying, and you're ashamed of me as the president of America, you're not going to be the ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
You come back home.
Right.
Matter of fact, we've got a plane for you right this moment. I'm sending a replacement message. I mean, so what he would say.
Mm-hmm, sure,
because he's depending on the ambassadors to represent his policies, his foreign policies, and all these different things. That's the expectation. They're not their own. They've been hired with a price.
Right.
And they're sent there. And we too, that's what God has done for us. And so when you think about it, it's like, my goodness, I am supposed to be an ambassador. Am I a good ambassador? How good am I at this, you know? You know, it's like, am I just making everything about the embassy instead of saying, wait a minute, I keep painting the embassy, we keep adding things onto the embassy, and it's like, that's just supposed to house us, to encourage us to go out and represent the king and his kingdom. Mm-hmm. We can't fit everybody in here because our king wants everyone to be saved. He wants everybody to enjoy the benefits of being part of the kingdom of God. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ, sent on his behalf to reconcile man to him, that he will forgive your sins and bring you into his kingdom. We are citizens, not of this world. We're citizens of the kingdom of God. And you should be able to come to us and find out and help understand about his kingdom. I should be able to tell you. You should be able to look at my life and go, wow, that's what a Christian looks like. That's what a Christ follower, that's what a member of the kingdom of God, family member of the kingdom of God looks like. How citizens act, how you get your citizenship, how what does it take, what's the requirements? You know, and the thing is this is the requirements to become a citizen in the kingdom of God. Let me tell you right now, God loves you. I know you've been in other kingdoms that they beat you and oppress you and all that, but let me tell you this kingdom. This king and kingdom, he loves you. He loves you so much that he made a way for you to enter into his kingdom, and the price was so high, but yet he was willing to pay it. He gave his life for you. He laid down his life. That was the requirement. Because of all the things that we did, they wouldn't allow us to be a member. They wouldn't allow us to be a citizen. But he paid the price. So when we come in and say, I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. I want to be the king of my life. When we do that, because he paid the price already, because he paid the price, you can have citizenship in the family of God, in the kingdom of God, and all these benefits are yours. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I hope that I'm representing well in regards to the ambassadorship that he has sent me out to tell you that he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He wants to forgive you of your sins and to restore all the years the locusts have devoured. Understand, everything can be put away. The old can go and the new can come, and he has great benefits in store for those who are in his kingdom. Come on. Come on into the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, God's Son.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, every one of us go through times in our life where it just seems hopeless. As a matter of fact, I remember watching young people who had on their windshields with vinyl lettering. The words were hopeless. I couldn't believe that. Why would you put that? Don't put that on your... You know, and I can understand, maybe it's a cry of your heart. You're going, listen, I need hope. Well, I got news for you that right now on your on VFNTV.com or on your VFNTV app, and you can find it by going to your browser and type in VFNTV.com, and it'll lead you through the steps to be able to have it on your iPhone or your mobile device or your iPad or iPod or your all the wonderful stuff that they have out there. And so, but with that, you can get hope, because you got to understand that, you know, when you think about Abraham, against all hope, in hope, he still believed. It's okay. A lot of times we're looking and said, okay, I've looked at the evidence. I looked at my inabilities. I looked at my finances. I looked at my relationship. I looked at what everybody's saying about me. I've looked at all these different things. But you can do that. You can look at your reality. It's okay in God to look at your reality. And in the natural sense, it ain't going to happen. But you still can have hope against that hope, but it's a different hope. It's called faith. It says, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And it's hope. It's that kind of hope. You know, inside of me, it hasn't manifested yet, but what I'm believing God for is going to come to pass. And, you know, and I have a dream. I literally have a dream that God is going to pour out a third great awakening. I know, obviously, you know, that, you know, the church is going to have to be, you know, in agreement with what God is saying, but I'm just believing you. That's why we're on VFN TV and VFN radio, to be able to talk to you and encourage you. Listen, it's God's got good plans in store for you, good plans in store for you. And I have a dream.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. You're watching VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. And joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
We're just talking about how it's so cold that parts of our body's red.
Yeah.
But yeah, other parts are free. It's amazing, this temperature.
My fingers are numb. They're white.
Yeah, it's amazing. They never had much blood flow as it was.
No, no.
If you're listening and watching VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network, if you miss, we have four programs back to back, and we're entering into our last of the four today. Make sure you catch them. If you miss them, you can go to VFNTV.com. But we're talking about, in our last program, about being ambassadors. What does an ambassadorship mean, and why are they relevant? And what's important to understand, the reason why so much difficulty is taking place in a lot of countries is because we do not have any ambassadors there. We don't have any ambassadors there. North Korea, mm-hmm. We don't even know what's going on. Well, we just don't.
Right.
And you'll find out what happens with the kingdom of God is that when Christians don't go into certain areas, when we leave communities, we leave towns, we leave cities, we leave states, we leave nations, we're leaving the representation of the lights, leaving mm-hmm. the kingdom of God, the ambassadors for the king and his kingdom are leaving. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think is going to happen there? I mean, darkness is going to come in.
That's right.
And so I want to encourage you, if you have not yet heard that, to hear ambassadorship, to be able to understand that, and that we're called as ambassadors of God. Also, in an earlier program, we got a chance to talk about finance. I mean, what does God say about our money? Can we do what we want to do with our money? Right?
Yeah, it's powerful.
Isn't that something?
It's very good.
Man, Jesus has something to say about everything.
About everything.
Well, man, today's... What's the Lord saying to you, man? What's the Lord saying to you?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we talked about the other day about the book I've been reading, The Torch and the Sword.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so powerful. I mean, it's just like nugget after nugget after nugget. And this is a book written by Rick Joyner. And it's powerful. And then this one chapter, I think it's The Messenger. He's talking about, this is, you know, he's having this conversation with Jesus. I mean, Jesus is actually speaking to him, and it's just amazing.
It's like a vision he's having.
Yeah, he's having a vision through this whole entire thing. And in this one part, it just really jumped out to me. I mean, actually, this particular part, I believe he's talking to Enoch, believe it or not.
And Enoch never died.
No.
You know, if you read the Old Testament, that he just all of a sudden, well, he went to go be with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He, all of a sudden, he walked, and then he wasn't.
Then he wasn't, yeah. That was amazing. But he will be again. And
same thing happened with Elijah.
Mm-hmm. And he's, this is Enoch quoting, he's saying, "The Lord makes his messengers flames of fire. You cannot walk with God or fulfill his purposes for you on the earth unless you keep this fire burning in your heart. Lukewarmness is your deadly enemy."
What?
Lukewarmness is your deadly enemy.
Uh-oh.
"You must not let the fire wane from drifting from his presence. This fire which now burns in your heart must be given fuel each day." Sounds like abiding. "Its fuel is the atmosphere of heaven, which is the breath of God. What he breathes upon lives, and what he does not breathe upon dies. Seek this life and pursue it. If you do, you will leave a trail of life where the river of life will break out and flow. If you walk as you are called, you will help restore life to the earth."
Wow.
And, you know, he's talking about abiding. I mean, our source is Jesus. We can't do anything without staying connected to the vine. I mean, he is our source of life. And if we try to, anytime we stray from that, you know, things start falling apart. You know, you start getting cold, you get lukewarm. And he says, he'll spit you out of your mouth, you get that way. So,
right.
I mean, obviously.
Lukewarm means not hot.
Very not hot, right? And you have to fuel it every day. You know, you can't take a vacation on that. Right. I mean, that's not something you just kind of check off on your list. And we talk about this in the morning with the guys. You know, it's got to be, I mean, it's got to be more important to us than something we just check off. I mean, it's our fuel. It's just like if we don't eat food, natural food, what happens to us? We get weak, we get tired, we fall out, you know, we get miserable.
It's not a task.
No, it's not a task. It's something, penance. Right, it's something you have to do or you die.
Right.
Spiritually, just like the air we breathe. I mean, if you stop breathing, you die. I mean, we got to look at it like that. Jesus is our source of life. He's not an option.
You think about Jesus says, you know, that I don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
And what in this vision, what God was telling him through this vision of Enoch was that the breath of God is the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Jesus was saying the fuel for my life is not natural things.
Right.
It's my Father breathing all my life.
Right.
The breath of God, the Zoe breath of God, the fresh wind of God.
Right.
That's
right.
Exciting. I mean, exactly. That's what this whole program is. That's what we do.
Hello.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's powerful. I mean, everything you're hearing is because the times that we're spending with God.
That's right.
It's not something of our own creation.
Right.
And, you know, and then we start looking at, we have a tendency to get, you know, if we're busy doing the work, we're thinking that's, we can mistake that as our relationship with God, which is not, because God says, he says, you know, I don't care what you did.
Yeah.
I said, I never knew you.
And the only way we can know him is to do what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Spending time with him. So it just gives me more encouragement and just makes me want to know more, makes me want to just spend more time with him and realizing I can't do anything without him, you know, and I'm a fool to even think I can.
Right.
And it's just powerful.
If you ask a kid that could actually have the ability to life experience in anybody really, but a child, they said, how do you spell love? A lot of people say, I love God, I love God, I love God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they would spell it T-I-M-E. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because what you love and who you love, that's where you invest the one thing that you have a limited amount of, for sure, which is called time, your life.
Right.
And if 81% of regular church attenders, according to George Barna, are not even picking up their Bible. I'm talking about not reading it, but not even picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
But yet professing to love God, then we say, my goodness, have we grown lukewarm?
Mm-hmm.
Have we grown lukewarm? And you hear a lot of people talk about this, but Jesus said to John the Revelator in Revelation, he says, I'd rather you be cold or hot. But the fact that you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out. I'm going to spit you out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have 1,000 different doctrines on that. But understand, that's not a good, any way you look at that, that's not good if you make the Lord sick. I believe that what that is, it's the same thing with you being a natural person, if somebody says, you know, that they're in agreement with you or they're for you, and you know they're not. And they start running their mouth and telling everybody they are.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? You just want to puke, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I'm sure this is a natural tendency. It's like,
right.
Come on, you're making me sick, man. Just quit saying that. But the, did you bring my name up? And I'm sure people, you know, talking about Jesus all the time and that type of thing. And their life is lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I want to speak. It just makes him sick. I would think it just, and it would make anybody sick because it's about love. It's not about religion. It's not about, you know, it's about love. And if somebody doesn't love you, but they're just, and they're paying lip service, or they hate you privately. They hate you privately. They don't read your Bible privately. They don't pray to you privately. They don't have anything to do with you privately. But when they get around other people, they act like they love you. They say things publicly that they deny privately. It just makes you sick. But people do it in relationships all the time. You have spouses who hate each other privately, but they go out publicly and they act like they love each other. And it's like, it just makes you sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, hey. Or you have the same thing with family members or the same thing with coworkers and that type of thing. It just kind of makes you sick. The thing is that you either are or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spending time. If we love God, we love him with all of our hearts. We're working on a journey, giving him more and more of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And when we talk about strength, we're talking about our time and our resources. And Jesus said that I don't live by bread alone, but I live by what Rick said in this book, The Torch of the Sword, by the breath of God, the fuel of God. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, powerful.
And so when God breathes on you in your abiding time, and that's why we have a dream. This is my dream. This is my dream. And this was God's dream too, because he said it, but it didn't turn out that way because people said no to God. Because when Moses was going to the top of the mountain, God wanted everybody to go. But they were so scared of God and they weren't willing to deal with their lives. Who will ascend to the most holy hill? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Purify yourself for 3 days and go to the top of the mountain. And they finally just said, Moses, you go.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a Christian, a minister, and I believe an apostle in America, he said, you know, I've been to the mountaintop and I've looked over and this is what I saw. Well, let me tell you what I see. I have a dream. This is the dream. That those who claim to be gods, those who claim to be followers of God through his son, Jesus Christ, will all go to the mountaintop. We'll all hear his voice. He says, my sheep know my voice and follow none other. That we'll all abide and it's not contingent upon any structure or form because we're all in the kingdom of God. When we get together, we say amen. We understand what that means now because that means that's exactly what he was saying to me this week. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. That's what he said to me. One God, one Lord, one Spirit, one people unified around him. And it's a powerful thing. So we have a dream. That's why you hear us all the time talking about abiding. Because he says, apart from abiding with him, Jesus said, you can do nothing. You just can't accomplish anything. And that's what Pat's talking about. He's reading what Rick is hearing in this vision as Enoch is who walked with God in such a powerful way. And God is using a vision of Enoch to explain to him, this is apart from abiding with Jesus, you can't do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's simple to abide with him. Listen, if you need a simple plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you. All you have to do is request it. Just go to iabide.org. iabide.org and request your simple plan today. I have a dream, and the dream is that you too will be spending time with him. And when we turn on, you turn on VFN radio, you turn on Christian Television Network, and you see us, and you hear us, and I see you, and you see us, and we write to each all the things that we're doing, business owners, ministers, believers, all of us Christian, we all just go, what? Amen. I heard that too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch. Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
Hi, I'm Greg Lancaster. I'm looking at a freshly shaved Pat over here.
Very fresh.
How are you doing today?
Lighter.
My day's tomorrow. My day's tomorrow. They are getting new string for the weed eater. And
dude, I was so desperate. I actually let somebody else do it because my lady wasn't there.
That's desperate.
I was desperate.
Did you let Tracy cut it?
No. Older lady. I don't think she could see real good.
Oh,
I got like a hole here, hole here.
No, it's called humility.
And I got
a
scar.
What's God saying?
And a scar.
I'm just saying. Let's have it. Right. I think we have scars in all the same places.
Same exact places. On my shin, on my head.
Everything you said about me, right?
Oh. Lord, I repent.
I'm smart. You know, I'm intelligent.
Right.
So say some stuff. Say some positive stuff.
There you go.
That's I know, right?
You can't even think.
I'm smart and intelligent.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
The audience is shouting. He's beautiful too. He's beautiful. He's beautiful too. Yes.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Just pray the Lord bless you during this season. Joining me is Pat Hamilton. If you missed today's programs, listen, four programs back to back. I know I'm part of it. But I'm just honored to be a part of this. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
And what we're doing, we're sharing with you what God shares with us. So we hear this from the Lord. He makes it known to us. And so we share it with you, which means we didn't know it either until God shared it with us. Mm-hmm. And so we're just as excited about hearing again and again, you know, these revelations. And you can, by the way, if you haven't yet downloaded our app, you can go to your app store, go to vfntv.com and get, we got all the apps available for you for your device. And you can carry us with you, but then you can thumb through all the different segments, these highlights, and they're cut up like a slice of bread, and you could listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning I like to grab one from all these, I don't know, almost 3,000 of them, I guess, at this point,
mm-hmm.
but thousands of them at least, that they deal with different things. And not only that, but you can take a simple, once you pull it up, that particular highlight on your app, it has a little box with an arrow going to the right. If you touch that, it gives you a chance to share that with a friend. So you could share that with a friend that day. You can put it on, touch one button and puts it on your Facebook. Touch another button, it puts it on some other stuff, communities. But that, you can actually push that button and email it to a friend, and they can be encouraged. And as a matter of fact, I was just hearing a report from one of our listeners that they listened to one of the segments called Convergence. Remember Convergence?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. If you have not heard Convergence, you want to be able to hear Convergence. It's just a convergence of so many prophetic words and happenings and occurrences. Well, that's available right now for you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch and just search for it. But also it's available on your app. You can just find it and you can listen to it anywhere you're at. You can download it. You can, all the different stuff. But then you could share it with a friend because things are converging. God is moving. Powerful things are happening. And when you look at what took place in Egypt, over there, this kind of technology that we're talking about was responsible. They give credit to Facebook and social communities for helping them change their form of government. Now, they didn't realize behind the scenes was an aggressive Muslim Brotherhood that was going to take over, nor did they realize that Americans' people, leadership was going to be supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, but the people, the masses who are out in the that are Egyptians, who today are offended with us because we got involved in the wrong way in their government. But how they freed themselves is they did it through social media. Instantly, they began to communicate to each other through Facebook and saying, listen, we got to stand up. This is oppressive. We need to be a free government. We don't need to be an Islamic government with a caliphate. We need to have a freedom. And Mubarak was president then. And it was so prominent that one of the Egyptian people named one of their children that was born, they named him Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, you think about it, when you have a different language, I mean, they speak Farsi or whatever, so they're not going
to... probably sounds different,
it probably
I'm sure.
sounds different to them.
I hope so.
You know, but we probably would say, name it a child in Farsi, it would sound funny in Farsi, in our names.
Although Michael Jackson named one of his kids Blanket, so it's not too far from
that. Well, he was honest.
Yeah.
He was honest. There's some folks that's what they wanted was a blanket. Anyway, so then, I'm not a blanket. I am a human being. I'm not here to bring you comfort. You birthed me in the world. Okay, we're moving on. And so, think about that. So here you are right now. We've been working day in and day out so that you can have the ability to win a nation, any nation in the world now, to God. Not only, I mean, they had a moment in time. They had a moment in time where they had to move quickly. We've been sowing and producing and making available to you light, L-I-G-H-T conversations, topical conversations about our day-to-day life. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know. I mean, you would be surprised. And you can find out. You just go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, upper right-hand corner, type in any topic. And if we didn't talk about it, it's coming. But understand, there's things there because this is what's happening in our day-to-day life. What does God have to say about it? And then you can share it with a friend. You get that app in all day long. This is your ministry. This could be your ministry. Your ministry could be, I'm going to find today something that I can share with somebody else. Or you're going to find folks who need to be encouraged. Today, I'm going to walk through my life. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to get gas. I'm going to get groceries. I'm going to go fellowship. Whatever I'm going to do. But I'm going to save somebody. God, touch me, God, with somebody, the need that somebody has for an encouraging word. And then find out what their email is or their number. You can text them and you can actually text them that particular highlight from VFN radio and VFN TV. I mean, think about it. You can text them. So convergence could be on everybody's phone in America today. It just begin it. If you begin to do this, others begin to do it. And we're not looking to promote ourselves. We're looking to obey God. God said, this is what Jesus said. He said, you are the light of the world. What I whispered in your ear, shout it from the rooftops. This is not what we're doing or what we're building. Believe me. This is what the Lord's doing. And we all are doing this together. And imagine overnight if people in America began to get these texts that had positive, encouraging, biblical perspective, a light perspective to a dark moment, an understanding that prevented them from doing something tragic in their life because they heard what was right, what God said about it. Imagine even today talking about this segment, you know, what does God say we can do what we want to do with our own money? And you see, you may have an email to all the people in your union, everybody in your union that calls themselves a Christian, right? For example, say you have 1,000 people in your union, but you know that you have a group, a Bible study, of about 20 or 30 of you. Well, you can send that segment today to that 20 or 30 so you can get a biblical perspective. What does God say about how we're responding to this business situation? That's just so encouraging. Or you can start a small men's group or a small women's group, and y'all take one segment and y'all listen to it and pray about it. When you come together, y'all talk about it. I mean, you just got to just listen to it. I mean, there's some stuff written about it as well if you want to read about it, but you can just listen to it, and it gives you meaningful dialogue about topical things that are happening today. I mean, think about Jesus. Jesus said, when he was explaining his kingdom, he said, well, it's sort of like seeds. It's sort of like rocks. It's sort of like dirt. It's sort of like thorns. It's sort of like good soil. It's like birds in the air. It's like trees. And what we're saying is, we're using our day-to-day life going, it's sort of like what happened today in Washington, D.C. It's sort of like what happened with Ambassador Caroline Kennedy in Japan. It's sort of like the unionization that's taking place and took down Detroit. Michigan. It's sort of like the marriage situation that's taking place right now. And imagine how powerful that is, because God wants people to enter into his kingdom, and you're able to invite them and encourage them and inspire them. And this is what Jesus said. Well, this is what the word of God says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. He says, God's not unjust. He will not forget the love you have shown him as you help his people and you continue to help them. How can you love God today? You can love God today by finding out what your friends need. Dig into the huge resource. What's on the app? What's in the VFN Torch? And begin to send to all your friends this word for that one, this word for that one, this message for that one, this word for that one. Just send it out all over the place. And God's going to say, wow, you do love me. Mm. You're encouraging them. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in jail, you visited me. When I was sick, you came and nursed me. Is he going to say this to you? When I needed to know what God had to say, and all of darkness was coming in, and everybody was telling me ungodly counsel, when I needed direction, you shared an article, a segment from VFN Radio on VFN TV from that app, and it rocked my world. It changed my life. Today, my life is different because I heard the word of God. I was encouraged by you. Enter in thy good and faithful servant. For whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you did for me. Have a blessed day. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, we even have a map. We want to thank all of our sponsors and our partners. Become a partner today. Listen, your financial gifts, your sowing, partnering with us, helps us to take the gospel all around the world. Let's do this together. Let's keep the conversation light. VFNTV.com. Partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.